Right, good morning to you. 90-333-105 077-66-105-105. You can't beat Tourism Ireland when it comes to, I suppose, hitting the ball in the right direction, because they're promoting golf tourism. No surprise at that, when the spotlight is very much on some of our leading golfing names across at the Masters. Let me speak to Niall Gibbons from Tourism Ireland. Niall, how do you go about this one? Just remind everyone that we own Rory. Is that the way it works?
Well, good morning, Frank, and thanks for having me on the show again. Yeah, it's a very important time of the year for tourism and an important time of the year for golf, with the 82nd Masters just kicked off at Augusta, and a very important time for golf in Ireland too, with the Irish Open going up in Ballyliffin, and next year the Open, the 148th Open, coming to Royal Portrush. So we have a new TV 30-second ad out on the Golf Channel on NBC at the moment. That'll be seen by about 6.5 million households over the next couple of days, and also by about 1.2 million people online. And it is about saying, yes, we own Rory, and Rory has been a fantastic ambassador for us, and it's great to see him do well, and hopefully he can catch up and beat Jordan Spieth at the end.
Yeah, well, it would be great if he could. He's, you know, he's off to a decent enough start, and this could be the year. But of course, you're never stuck for names, so you aren't with the Harringtons and the McDowells and the Clarks and whatever, and some really good young names coming through, and mid-range guys as well that are highly thought of. You know, the Hoeys and whatever. When you think of golfing names here in Ireland generally, you could have a darn good conversation internationally.
Well, we have a great pipeline of players coming through, and they're all great performers on the course, and they're all great performers on social media. So they're great ambassadors for the island of Ireland and for Northern Ireland. And they've been great supporters of ours. For example, we were out with about 20 companies at the PGA show in Orlando earlier on in January. And Gray McDowell has been very kindly, you know, good enough to come around to our stand, take photographs of people. So they're very amenable. And we've run a campaign over the last number of years called Home of Champions. And it plays very well into the whole Irish golf story. Remember, we've got more golf courses per head of population across the island of Ireland, 400 in total, over 90 of those in Northern Ireland. Got some great events coming up. Looking to build the golf spend in Northern Ireland to up to in excess of 50 million by 2020, and well on track to do that too. Not just the American story, but obviously, you know, Great Britain as well, because while there are trophy hunters out there looking to play the great courses, value golf is something that we're very strong at as well. And the European market is one not to be forgotten as well. The number of Germans playing golf and Scandinavians is very significant too.
I had a conversation on the programme yesterday with a resident from the North Coast who wasn't overly happy with a new hotel that was planned for the really for the White Rocks area up at the coast. And I think there are 400 objections to that particular hotel, which is focusing on attracting the golf dollar or the golf euro or whatever. We're going to have to accept that we'll need more bed spaces closer to these big courses, won't we?
Well, look, I mean, these things have to go through the normal planning process and will be subject to rigorous scrutiny. In a general sense, we'd be supportive of more hotel development ourselves and tourism in Northern Ireland. If we want to grow the spend, if we want to increase the number of jobs, particularly with those big tournaments as well, there's great opportunities. And we've seen, you know, in the past what this island can do in relation to golf, playing well above its weight. We've got, you know, 10 of the top 100 golf courses in the world, according to readers of Golf Digest, and two of those are in the top 10, and they are Royal County Down and Royal Portrush. And that's an amazing place to be. It's not often that a very small place, a small little dot on the globe, can do so well. But if people are going to come, we have to accommodate them somewhere. But obviously, there is a planning process, and those have to be scrutinised and go through that procedure.
And finally, Niall, I'm just looking out to my left here from our new bird's eye vantage point, the crow's nest here at City Keys 2, at a brand new hotel, which is about to open. It's one of the Marriott hotels, the AC hotels, and it's looking fabulous. They're putting in the planting as I look down on it. I'm also glancing across the city at cranes on skylines, and you get a sense, oh yeah, there's an hotel going there and there's one going there as well. Might we be having a conversation sometime in the future where people will be saying, oh, I regret building that hotel. I can't put backs in beds at all.
No, I think, look, we're seeing an amazing renaissance in tourism from a Northern Ireland perspective. We've seen an increase in demand over the last number of years that has been quite significant. In excess of 2.1 million people came to Northern Ireland last year, spending in excess of £580 million. And the number of jobs across Northern Ireland is now at over, I think it's near about 80,000. Across the island of Ireland, by the way, hospitality is the biggest employer with over 280,000 people employed. So it's a very significant industry now. I think these hotels are really necessary. We're seeing an amazing renaissance in tourism, and I think we'll be looking to the future with great confidence. So we see people putting their money where their mouth is and putting cranes on the skyline.
Niall, I never doubt your positivity. Thanks for speaking to us. Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed, Frank.
Niall Gibbons from Tourism Ireland, focusing absolutely on the golf spend and not just the big hitters coming in to play in the shadow or the glow of Rory. Talking about ordinary Joes and Josephines who just enjoy a game of golf, and boy, it does pull in some money. Right, coming up on 22:11, this is the Frank Mitchell phone-in. What are you up to over the weekend? Have you anything to tell us? Indeed, is there something that you'd like to highlight or promote away from the golf course? Do let us know. You 105.